NPR, Morning Consult, even with inflation rate slowing. Lowest earners falling behind and less financially secure. By Ian Hanchett on August 23, 2023. On Tuesday's edition of NPR's Marketplace podcast, host Kyra Stell, correspondent Mitchell Hartman, and Morning Consult senior economist Caleb Brune stated that despite the rate of inflation easing, low-income earners are still playing economic catch-up and coming from way behind to do it, and are falling behind and now less financially secure. Rizdell said, relevant remarks begin around 1640, during the distressing peak of those rising prices. Overall real wages lagged, and they lagged a lot. Even though paychecks were going up, prices were going up more. This spring though, that trend turned around, and average hourly earnings starting outpacing the consumer price index. That is welcome news for low-income Americans in particular, who are most affected by inflation, but they are still playing economic catch-up and coming from way behind to do it. Hartman then did a report on how the finances of low-income families have deteriorated in the face of inflation, even as price increases have started to moderate. Hartman added that with inflation now falling, middle and upper-income consumers are spending more, worrying less about high prices, and looking for fewer discounts. But this is not true of consumers at the bottom. He then played a clip of Brune stating, it's really that lowest income group that seems to be falling behind. She also stated, it's about the duration of living with high prices, so even as inflation slows, they're still playing catch up. They've worked their way through their savings, they're increasingly likely to walk away from purchases. Hartman then stated, and even though post-pandemic wage gains have been relatively strong, especially in lower-wage service jobs, these folks are now less financially secure. For example, says Brune, when these households are faced with an emergency household expense, he then played a clip of Brune saying, the lowest income group was least likely to say they'd be able to cover it with cash. 47% said that they might not be able to pay some of their other bills if they face a $400 expense, which is pretty striking, I think. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.